Today, February 23rd, is a feast day of St. Polycarp. He was the disciple of John the Evangelist. And he is also the patron saint of earaches. And so we offer this holy hour in particular, asking for the intercession of St. Polycarp for all of us, but especially for those who suffer any ailment of the ear or any difficulty hearing. And I've got someone pointing to a hearing aid up front right now. So it's an appropriate one, right? The story why St. Polycarp, who was the disciple of the gospel writer John, and a great martyr and teacher of the early church, he's the patron saint of earaches for a simple story. He once said that he would prefer not to hear rather than to hear heresy. He would prefer not to hear rather than to hear falsehoods about God and about Jesus Christ, his only son. And I think today we can particularly draw that out with the reading we're given for Mass today, or for office today. The case may arise among you of someone straying from the truth and another bringing him back. Remember this, the person who brings back a sinner from his way will save his soul from death. St. Polycarp lived that out. He lived out the fact that hearing is for the truth and speaking is for the truth. And it's no use of hearing or speaking at all if we don't speak true things. And so he spoke the truth and he taught well. He expounded the gospel. He drew out its connections to the Old Testament. He stood before pagan governors and proclaimed the message of Christ, who had died and was risen. He was martyred when he was in his late 80s. And the story of his martyrdom is a wonderful one. He was brought forward and challenged and told to renounce God. And he said, no, of course not. And so he was tied up on top of a pyre. And when they lit the pyre, something amazing happened. And I'll read this. This is from the account of his martyrdom. When he had said amen and finished his prayer, the officials at the pyre lit it. But when a great flame burst out, those of us privileged to see it witnessed a strange and wonderful thing. Indeed, we have been spared in order to tell the story to others. Like a ship's sail swelling in the wind, the flame became, as it were, a dome encircling the martyr's body. Surrounded by the fire, his body was like bread that is baked, or gold and silver white hot in a furnace, not like flesh that has been burnt. So sweet a fragrance came to us that it was like that of burning incense or some other costly and sweet-smelling gum. St. Polycarp devoted his life to the truth, to speaking and to hearing the truth. And when he came to the end of his earthly pilgrimage, united in a death like that of his Savior, he was given this great sign, or rather we were given this sign, a sign of what martyrdom is, which is a union with Christ. And it's powerful, too, to be kneeling tonight before the Eucharist, that which was once bread, transformed into the body and blood of Christ. And to hear that Polycarp, through his long life of speaking and hearing and seeking the truth, was at the end privileged to become like bread, to become in the image of our Lord's image tonight. So, my brothers and sisters, let us kneel before the Lord in his body and blood, hidden beneath the appearance of bread, just as St. Polycarp was hidden underneath the appearance of a body that was like bread that was baked, trusting that when we go to the Lord seeking him in truth, when we use our speech and our hearing for the truth, for that which it was made, it will bear fruit, We can ask St. Polycarp, look to his example and ask his prayers that it would bear fruit in our life just as it bore fruit in his.